This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Tuesday, February 2nd, 2016. I'm Mark Boulanger.
Almost 73 million of us are looking for a job worldwide. It's not just a worry for us, but for societies and economies everywhere. We are the future. It's our future too. Let's make it work.
Nineteen UN agencies are getting together to address the crisis of youth unemployment in the world. Almost 70 million people under the age of 25 are jobless. Meanwhile, 40 million enter the jobs market every year. The world economy will have to create 5 million new jobs every month if youth unemployment rates are to remain steady. The UN agencies are devising a strategy called the Global Initiative on Decent Jobs for Youth. It's designed to meet the youth employment targets defined in the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, adopted by the UN as a strategy for the next 30 years. The Youth Employment Initiative was introduced February 1st at a conference at UN headquarters in New York with a video prepared by the International Labour Organization, the ILO.
The thing is, we actually have the solutions. The Global Initiative on Decent Jobs for Youth is the first ever UN system-wide effort to come together and tackle this challenge. It will build on the interventions that have already been proven to make a difference for youth employment, share these ideas, and put them into action in regions and countries around the world. From fragile states to the developed world, rural or urban, we can assist youth in preparing for the jobs of today, as much as for those of the future. By coordinating our know-how and our resources, we can help achieve the targets of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. We know what works. Let's make it happen.
How to make it happen is, of course, the big question. One of the main UN agencies which will be addressing that question is the International Labour Organization. The ILO is the organization which represents national labour centers at the world level. It is strongly supported by unions around the world. The Director General of the ILO is Guy Ryder, the first unionist to head the organization in its 97-year history. Mr. Ryder was interviewed by Daniel Dickinson of UN Radio.
This initiative, and I think this is really unique, has brought together a very wide number of organisations in the UN system. There's over 20 organisations come together at the request of the Secretary General. So what I think we have the opportunity to do is to lever the entirety of the UN system around this effort. And then, of course, we have to get member states to take ownership, and we have to reach out beyond the organisations of the multilateral system. All of that's new, and I think it gives us enormous opportunity. And the second element, which I think gives us a tremendous following wind, are the SDGs, the 2030 Agenda, which establishes very clear goals for youth employment and which I think already constitutes a global political commitment to get this job done.
Do you think it's going to work?
I have to believe it's going to work, but you know, nothing is given in this world. To really advance on something as important as this and of the magnitude that this challenge is, we have to harness political will, we have to mobilise resources, and we have to bring everybody's hands to the job.
What difference is this initiative going to make to a young person who's on the job market now and is looking for a job? What can you tell him or her?
Yeah, well, I think the point there, and it's absolutely the right question to ask, this is not something that's going to be sort of hammered out in meeting rooms in New York or Geneva or anywhere else. This has got to make a difference on the ground. But we will be engaging very, very concretely at the national and at the local level. This is the important point. So we'll be looking at ways to reach young people, for example, in the rural economy. We'll be looking at ways to help youth entrepreneurship. We'll be looking about creating tech hubs to see how young people's sort of inherent capacities with new technologies can be brought to bring them into the labour market.
And that's it. International labour news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.